creature can be seen moving through what appears to be a basement while emitting growls. The thing seems to have spasms and even starts banging on the door and roof of the place in a rage. The story you are about to see is a dramatized animated version of this scary found footage. What I'm about to tell you happened a few years back when I was a 13-year-old boy. You see, I am the eldest among the three children of my parents. Back then, my brother Dennis was a 9-year-old boy, while my sister Marie was a 7-year-old girl. What I mean is that they were still young. I had already entered puberty and wanted to be treated differently. Anyway, that Halloween, Mom and Dad decided to take us to a family-friendly event. I wasn't entirely sure if I wanted to join them since I wouldn't be able to have fun with my friends that night, but I didn't argue much about it.
We're almost there, kids.
In the back of the car to my right was Dennis, dressed as a pirate, while Marie to my left looked like a fairy. My mom had insistently asked me to wear a costume that night as well, and I agreed, but only wore a sweater with a human skeleton design on it.
Cool.
When we arrived at the place, we all got out of the car and walked towards the huge building. After waiting in line for a while, Dad handed the tickets to the attendant, and we finally got in. There wasn't much space. In fact, we barely fit in the hallway. The light was dim, at least at first, and of course, it had creepy decorations everywhere. Pumpkins, ghosts, red lights, and many others. Once we reached the end of the hall, we had to turn left, where suddenly, a man dressed in a black and red striped shirt, face disfigured in what appeared to be metal nails, lunged at us to scare us. And he succeeded, at least with my brother and my sister and my dad.
You guys are too easy to scare.
I'm not, Mom.
We'll see, Cody. Aren't you going to grab your candy, kids?
On the wall near the character was a basket with candy.
No, I don't want to.
I will help you, Marie. My brother grabbed the candy, and we continued. I think that event was inspired by old movies that only my parents had seen. So along the way, we saw people dressed up as different characters over and over again. Dennis and Marie, scared, screamed each time, but I didn't. Since I was starting to get annoyed at how slow we were moving, I went ahead and passed through some black curtains.
Time to float.
Cody? Suddenly, I heard my dad's voice right behind me, and then the screams of Dennis and Marie. My mom, as well as my dad, started laughing. Are they making fun of us? I thought. Are they making fun of me? Is that what this is all about?
Aren't you going to get the candy, Cody?
She had asked my brother the same question when they had been scared. Of course, she was just making fun of me. In a fit of rage, I yelled, "I hate this!" Soon I turned and walked away from my family. But it didn't take long for someone to grab my shoulder.
"Hey, Chip, where are you going?"
"Sorry, I didn't realize you were having a hard time with all this scary stuff. We can go with—" With great strength, I moved my shoulder and managed to get my dad to release me.
"I hate this bullshit."
"Hey, don't say bad words.
I'm not a baby anymore."
This time, I ran away to avoid being caught.
"Cody!"
Nimbly, I moved between the people without paying attention to their screams or the monsters trying to scare me. I just wanted to get out of there. At a certain point, I noticed a part of a wall that seemed not to belong to the root, but was somewhat uncovered. As I approached, I saw that on the other side, there were some stairs going down, and at the end, a door. That must be the way out. Silently, I went in and properly closed the black curtains so they wouldn't see where I had gone. Afterwards, I went down the stairs and arrived in front of the huge metal door that was supposed to take me outside. Without waiting any longer, I tried to open it, but it was locked.
No!
Despite knowing it wouldn't work, I kept trying until I banged on the door in frustration. It took me a moment to understand that the sound I was hearing was coming from inside the room.
Uh.
This shit is still part of the event?
I continued walking down the hall to the left. For a moment, I thought it was a dead end, but I soon realized that there was a door to the right. This one was made of wood, and it seemed to be old, so I managed to open it after struggling for a few seconds. The room was full of old furniture, but since there was a place I could continue walking at the back, I decided to go in and close the door. I was about to start walking when what appeared to be a bald, thin, pale, naked person appeared from behind a metal column. My heart started beating excessively fast.
This isn't scary. You know that, right? It's weird. This place sucks. Stop! I want to leave already.
Suddenly, the creature began to jump and hit the ground. Seeing him like that, uncontrollable and furious, gave me a very bad feeling. So I turned around and tried to open the door, but it was locked.
Shit! No! No!
A chill ran down my spine the instant I noticed that the creature had stopped screaming. That's when I dove for the shelf to my right so I could get to the other side without having to face it.
Shit.
Suddenly, I felt the creature grab my ankle with one of its long, thin hands.
Let go, you fucking weirdo!
As soon as I kicked it and got free, I kept running until I reached the big metal door. This time, being inside, I was able to open it. I went out and closed it as fast as I could, as I felt my heart beating extremely fast.
Fuck!
Crying due to fear, I went upstairs and walked away from there. I don't remember exactly what happened next. I just know that I ran and eventually met my family.
Cody!
I told them what had happened, and together we went to speak with the employees of the event.
He was bald, thin, pale and naked. You must have limits. How could you do that to him? He's no longer a child, but he is not an adult either.
Sir, I don't know what you're talking about. We don't have anything like that here.
To this day, I wonder if it was all a joke or if there really is a creature locked in that basement.
I don't like Halloween. Since it's only one day a year, I try to ignore that day as much as possible. But lately, I feel like the days fly by except for that one, as if it's Halloween every day. As in previous years, I decided to invite some friends over to make the night go by faster. As I was talking to my friends, the doorbell rang. It was probably some kids asking for candy, so I went to open the door. Behind the door were a boy and a girl, no more than 10 years old. Both were disguised in a very simple but effective way, because when I saw them, they gave me a huge feeling of discomfort.
Trick-or-treat!
The children just stood there, waiting for my response. I'm sorry, guys. I don't have any candy. Wow, you guys really know how to get into character. Congratulations, but I really don't have any candy. Bye, I hope you can find lots more. Hey, Angela, do you want to watch the movie with us? Myers is about to meet Lori. Instinctively, I raised my head and eyes in the direction of the horror movie my friends were watching. But my gaze was quickly lost in what I saw in the window next to the TV. What? Looking at the window, I noticed two small heads peeking out. They were the children from before, staring at me. Their huge, veiny eyes stared at me as they trembled. I knew they were just children in disguise, but they generated a horrible feeling. Something was wrong. I went to the window to shoo them away, but Eileen stopped me. Angela, is something wrong? Eileen, did you see those children at the window? They're the same ones who knocked on the door before. Huh, and what did the kids look like? It was a boy and a girl. They were both in makeup. They were dressed up like the characters from The Grudge, weren't they? Yes, exactly! Just like in that movie. Have you seen them? Why don't you go to your room and rest? You look a little tired, Angela. Yeah, maybe the night will be over quicker if I do. You're right. When I got to my room, I suddenly felt very tired. I love kids, but I really hate Halloween. Maybe I was overly stressed just because of a few kids playing. I lay down, closed my eyes, and let my body start to relax.
Trick-or-treat!
I opened my eyes quickly at the voice of the children saying trick-or-treat. They were both at the foot of the bed in front of me. I tried to rub my eyes, but something was wrong. My arms wouldn't move. The children began to walk toward me in slow motion. I used all my strength to move my body, but all I could do was feel more and more pain. The children were already halfway to me. I had to do something. I didn't know what they would do to me, but I was sure it would be something terrible. My body hurt too much and I couldn't breathe. They were already in front of me. What were they going to do to me? Why are they only looking at me? Suddenly, I began to hear the voice of a baby, louder and louder. It felt like it was drilling my ears, so much so that I had already forgotten about the children. My body was still aching, but I was safe. It was all a terrible nightmare. What was going on? At that moment, I just knew I had to run. I had to get to my friends and get out of there as soon as possible. I tried to open my door, but it was locked. How was that possible?
Help! Somebody help me! Open the door!
The door suddenly opened, and on the other side was Bruce. I tried to run, but he grabbed me.
Angela, what's wrong?
The children! They're here! We have to go!
There's no need to get agitated. Come, we'll talk to the doctor.
Doctor?
I mean, with Eileen. Come on, let's go.
Bruce took me into the kitchen, where Eileen was sitting, waiting for me. I took a seat while he stood behind me.
Is everything all right, Angela?
The kids! They were at the door, but then at the window, and suddenly I saw them in my dreams, but they were there when I woke up.
Angela, I need you to calm down. There were no children there. This is all your imagination.
But I saw them.
Angela, we're trying to play along so you can remember on your own. But this is getting out of control. You need to take responsibility for what you've been through.
What do you mean?
Today is not Halloween, Angela. It wasn't yesterday or the day before either.
But...
You need to remember, Angela. Those children you see are dead. You were pregnant and lost your baby, and you were told you could never conceive. Some kids knocked on your door on Halloween, and you kidnapped them. People saw you. You tried to escape by putting them in a car, but you crashed it. None of the kids survived, and you were injured. You've been here ever since.
Here?
I started looking around. This wasn't my kitchen. It was an office. Eileen was in a doctor's coat, and Bruce was behind her, dressed all in white, with a badge that said security personnel.
No, I'm not at home.
You need to rest, Angela. Tomorrow we'll talk more about this dream. Bruce, give her a sedative to help her. Confused, I watched as Bruce injected something into my arm, and all of a sudden, I started to get dizzy. Bruce picked me up and began to carry me to my room. On the way, I passed the dining room, but it wasn't like I remembered it. My friends who were watching movies were other patients watching cartoons. The ones at the table were not talking, but staring blankly into nothingness. When we got to my room, it was much smaller than I remembered. Bruce laid me down on the bed, and in the face of sleep, I started to close my eyes.
Do you think she's faking everything to avoid going to prison?
I don't think so. Many of the symptoms match those of schizophrenia.
Eileen, you need to see this.
What happened? Let me see.
Apart from trick-or-treating and the town hall dinner, there was one particular reason I eagerly waited for Halloween every year. The reason was my grandma. She would visit us the day before Halloween and spend an entire week in our house.
She spoiled me in every possible way. Even the town kids looked forward to her visits. The main reason was her Halloween candy. Granny made the best chocolate bars one can ever taste. Every kid in my town paid a mandatory visit to our house for those chocolate bars. Granny gave them candy for the whole family. So, this one Halloween, Granny arrived and I ran out screaming.
Granny, Granny, you're here!
She came out of the car stretching her arms at me and said,
"Oh, my little honey boo, come to Grandma."
We hugged and I couldn't contain my joy. Mom and Dad helped Granny to carry her luggage and got into talking. I was standing there when I saw a new kid staring at me from our neighbor, Mr. Merlin's porch. The boy was bigger than me in size and had red, messy hair. The way he checked me out felt so evil. No one ever made me feel that way. Everyone in this town always treated me like family, but this kid was really scary.
"What is it, honey boo?"
I came back to my world, hearing Granny's voice. She followed my eyes and noticed that kid.
"Is he new here?"
"Yeah, I saw a man drop him off with the Merlins."
"Have you talked to him?"
Not yet."
"Well, you should. You will have one more friend here then."
"I'm not sure he wants to be my friend."
"What? Why do you say that?"
"Didn't you see how weirdly he is staring at us?"
"That's just what kids do."
In the evening, everyone started decorating the town with spooky Halloween props. I was playing football with the neighborhood kids. We were having fun when I saw Chrissy coming towards me with that red-haired kid from the morning.
"Guys, this is Monty. He's my cousin."
"Hi, Monty. What's your name, jackass?" "What?"
"Hey, don't talk like that. That's Damon, my best friend."
Even if Chrissy asked Monty to behave nicely, but Monty didn't. He went on with his insults.
"Damon, what kind of stupid name is that?"
"Enough, okay?"
"Or what? You're going to complain about me to your mayor, Dad? Don't you dare talk about him."
A sick smile appeared on Monty's face as he spat on his hand and wiped it on my shirt. All the kids were terrified of him because of his size. No one had the guts to protest. But utterly grossed and furious, I screamed.
"What the hell? Why did you do that? I thought we would be friends." "I don't make friends with freaks. Go home and cry to your dad, dummy."
Saying this, he pushed me and I fell into a puddle right behind me. Muddy water ruined my trousers and I got covered in dirt. Monty was stronger than me, so like a scaredy cat, I actually ran home. I could hear his disgusting laughter from behind. That kid was a bully, and I didn't know how to face someone like him. When I got home, Granny was making chocolate in the kitchen. My parents were out, so, having no one right beside me, I burst into tears. Hearing my sobbing voice, Granny came out from the kitchen.
"Hey, what happened? Oh no, did you have an accident?"
He pushed me and also spat on me."
"What? Who? Who did this to you, Damon?"
"That stupid new kid. I hate him, Granny. None of my friends ever treated me like him. I don't want to be his friend anymore."
I hugged Granny and went on crying loudly. She calmed me down and said,
"Don't worry. He'll be nice to you. Why don't you invite him for dinner tonight?"
"What? But he was so mean to me."
"Just trust your granny. Go, invite him for dinner. Your parents won't be home till midnight. We could use the company."
As shocked as I was by Granny's reaction, but I surely trusted her more than anyone in this world, I put on fresh clothes and went to Mr. Marlin's house. Monty opened the door and got nervous. He probably thought I was there to rat him out, but once I asked him to join me for dinner, he too remained shocked. Mr. Merlin gave him permission right away, and I returned home, taking Monty with me. My granny was waiting for us at the dinner table already. Once we got in, she greeted Monty.
"Welcome, welcome. Damon said you were new here. All the kids in town love my candies. Would you like to try some?"
"Candies, that's all? I thought you guys invited me here for dinner. Don't tell me your granny is a freak too, jackass."
I was stunned to see his audacity. With ashamed eyes, I looked at Granny, but she seemed different this time. The forever loving smile was long gone from her face. Her blue eyes were glowing like stars in the night sky. The wrinkles in her face turned denser as she smiled ear to ear and chanted in a scary, squeaky voice.
When witches go riding and black cats are seen, the moon whispers, 'tis near Halloween. Look into my eyes as I stare into your soul. You will do as I wish. You will do as you're told. When witches go riding and black cats are seen, the moon whispers, 'tis near Halloween. Look into my eyes as I stare into your soul. You will do as I wish. You will do as you're told.
I don't know what happened, but as Granny went on saying these things, I saw a striking change in Monty's behavior. His eyeballs turned different. I could see a black and white whirling pattern in them, as if he was being hypnotized. Suddenly, his body became all stiff, and he didn't even blink.
Monty?
Yes, Granny.
Slap yourself, Monty.
As soon as Granny said this, Monty lifted his right palm and imprinted a tight slap on his cheek. Granny laughed in enjoyment.
You will be Damon's best friend from now on, okay?
Okay, Granny.
Oh. Oh, my. What's happening to him, Granny?
Granny came close to me, caressed my cheek, and said,
It's time you know who you are. Come with me. Until we come back, you're going to wash all the dishes in the kitchen. Do you understand?
Yes, Granny.
My head was throbbing in pain. I was too shocked to hear a single word. Monty went to the kitchen and started washing our dishes like a machine. I followed Granny to the basement. I could hear a boiling sound accompanied by a weird burnt stench. My mom never lets me go to the basement. She says it's infested by mice, but that night, I found out the real truth. There was a big cauldron sitting right in the middle of the basement. Green smoke was coming out of it.
There boil the town's favorite chocolate bars. After today, no one will dare be mean to you, Damon. Our family is blessed by the Dark Lord. Every Halloween, I come here to renew the spell that we cast the day your parents moved here.
10 years? We have been manipulating these people with our spells for 10 years? What? What are we, Granny? Are we even humans?
You are the son of darkness. Our ancestors have been praying to the Dark Lord for generations. We are way above those petty humans. We can make them say, even behave in any way we want.
I just couldn't believe my ears. It all felt like a dream. I finally understood why no one in this town ever messed with us. I understood how my father became mayor. I understood why all the kids in my school treat me as their best friend. It was all a lie, but I was still relieved. I am safe among my people. We are safe in this town. That's why we took shelter here 10 years ago. Since then, we have been ruling our small world.